It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly on the show with us this week. So happy to say my Jersey brother, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us. How are you?
Jackie, it's great to be here. I ran all the way. Very excited about this. As much as the new record, this was my red letter day on the interview schedule because I said we're going to get to Jaw together and it's gonna be great like always.
Amazing. Well, we're here to talk about the brand new Overkill record. It is called Scorched, the 20th studio album from Overkill. And Scorched has been described as being based more on riffs than rhythm. Bobby, how does the nature of the music prompt differences in the attack and intonation of your vocals?
You know, it doesn't really. We started messing around with different things in the past. I mean, where we were more rhythm based than on this record, and it doesn't really affect anything. The only thing that really affects me is when they start detuning to a point that I just can't reach, you know, or I have to feign reaching it. But this kind of a riff oriented, you know, it's one riff connected to the next riff to the next riff. Not that there's not groove and rhythm, but it's more so that. And I'm having no problem because the majority of the records in 440 are a standard tuning. So it's, you know, it's something that's always been my go-to over the years was that standard tuning, and this record contains that.
Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us, celebrating the release of the new Overkill record. It's called Scorched. Here's a tune from it, The Surgeon. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us. We're celebrating this new record from Overkill that is called Scorched. And some of the songs on this record predate the pandemic. What's difficult or easy about completing an album once a significant amount of time goes by?
Well, you know, it's a great question because we're not that type of a band and never have been. We run on a clock. It's usually never more than 2 years for us. And that's why we have 20 records. You know, we were going to call this He Who Dies With The Most Toys Wins. But the point is that if we're every 18 months, that's our formula. Every 18 months, we're demoing. But you're right, this demo, the entire demo was done prior to the pandemic. So for me, it kind of worked out, but originally it didn't. It took me a while to get into that pandemic vibe like the rest of the world did. I mean, you had to adjust. And I wrote it and I tore it down and I wrote it and I tore it down and I wrote it and I tore it down. And I think that the reasoning behind that was that it started becoming too dark for what we do. I never have considered us a really dark band, but this was starting to lean toward depressive. And I think it was a reflection of the times, you know, the pandemic. The everything is now different. It's not a 2 year cycle. There is no touring. There's no going down to the bar. You know, I think I was riding my motorcycle. That was the only outlet I had. But I do think having that extra time lent itself to really good results with this record. And I think that's because of those riffs and the fact that maturity kind of rang its bell and put us in a situation where we could string this together into something that was special and not something that was only pandemic based.
Overkill's new record, Scorched, just came out. Bobby Blitz with us. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. We've got music from Slayer coming up. Bobby is going to be picking the music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bobby Blitz from Overkill is my guest on the show. We're talking about the new record from Overkill, Scorched, the band's 20th studio record. And Bobby, Overkill is a blue-collar band, meaning that there's a work ethic of constant productivity. Who or what ingrained that working-class discipline in you?
Well, geez, I think that that's something that you probably identify with, you know, very well. And I'm not saying that the West Coast or the Midwest does not have a work ethic. They for surely do. But if you come from the East Coast, that thread runs entirely through the family. This was something before the band. You know, this was Uncle Gerald and Uncle Francis and Uncle Joe and Aunt Delia and, you know, on and on and on. And I'm sure Dee Dee has, you know, a lot of the same principles in his family. And I think that that's why it works for Didi and myself all these years, is that we're running on the same principles. And not to demean any other part of the country, that's not what I'm getting at all. But if you've, you know, you grew up here, you can know what it's like. Everybody's got to work. It's not like, take it easy. It's not. It's a work ethic, and it's especially that Jersey blue collar work ethic, whereas, you know, we've always been considered the people who picked up New York's garbage, you know? Well, yeah, okay. But in any case, I think that that's what it is. I think it's a family value that's been instilled from a very young age.
Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us, celebrating the release of the new Overkill record. It's called Scorched, and it's out now. Coming up this hour, music from Danzig, Lamb of God. We've got the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, and more with Bobby after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us this week. And Overkill is getting into touring this year with a month of shows in Europe. And, you know, of course, I'm sure we're going to be seeing you here in the States. How is the band being on the road exactly like summer camp?
I think most of us in the band agree with this, that the work goes in prior to the tour, and the tour is really the fun part. If you could keep yourself healthy on the road, you can have a blast. And this is from a guy who's been on the road for over 35 years at this point. You know, not obviously not consistently, but for 35 years I have toured, and I still enjoy it based on that. I wouldn't say necessarily it's summer camp, but for sure it's high school hijinks, if you know what I'm saying. and that, in my opinion, becomes part, not the shows first, but those hijinks become the motivating factor second. And that's what, I think that's what always keeps it fresh. We look forward to, you know, the boys club getting together.
The new Overkill record, Scorched, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new tune from the latest Obituary record, Dying of Everything. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, and more with my guest, Bobby Blitz from Overkill. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us this week. Again, talking about the new record, Scorched. It's the 20th Overkill album, which is venturing toward Rolling Stone's longevity. Over the course of time, what changes most about the nature of being a band?
Through time? What changes? I suppose what has to happen is, because it's an ever-evolving world and scene, and let's microscope the music part of that, and being in a band, you have to constantly reinvent yourself. In our case, without losing our identity. We've never really had that identity crisis, but I think we need to reinvent ourselves on how we record, on how we stay fresh. You know, people could say Overkill's a one-trick pony, and they've been that way since Field of Fire or Years of Decay or Horoscope. But I really think the truth is that someone who says something like so is really not listening to the songs. They might listen to the Overkill 101 thrash version of, for instance, The Surgeon, and compare it to Hammerhead on the first record. But there is huge reinvention over this, you know, over this, these decades that have passed. I mean, songs like Scorched, or how about the Wicked Place, which, you know, the second single is, it's a blues ride. You know, this is not necessarily something that we've been allergic to. It's been in all the way in our DNA back to, you know, Skull Crusher or prior to that. So I do think that we're not a one-trick pony, and we need that reinvention to stay fresh. Even if it's reinventing what was reinvented, that's what makes the whole thing stay current and stay fun.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Bobby Blitz with us. Pick up the new Overkill record. It's called Scorched. Bobby, it's always such a pleasure. I mean, going back to the Birch Hill days and the WSOU days, I am grateful for our friendship, and I'm so glad you guys are still killing it out there, and I'm excited for you for this new record, and good luck with all things to come.
That's awesome. Yeah, ditto here. I mean, it was one hell of a scene back then. It still is to a very large degree. I've never seen popularity wane, maybe except for a part in the 90s for this type of the metal scene, the thrash or the heavier stuff. But again, it's been reinvented. There are some great new bands out there in Jersey. There are you know, there's some great new bands, you know, nationwide and worldwide right now who are kind of taking that flag. And I think that's a great thing. But back in the 80s and the SOU days and the L'Amour days and the Birch Hill days.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Bobby.
They have an open bar tab at L'Amour still. The place is closed. I still owe like $600.
Well, hopefully they don't come knocking looking for that. thanks a lot, Bobby.
You bet.
Music from Danzig and more after this.